Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was following up. I was calling regarding the account and the past due balance.
Okay, so it just hasn't been paid.
Okay. So
No,
give
I'm
me a
asking,
second here.
is it past due?
Okay. Let me just one moment because I had the screen in front of me and then it
No,
disappeared.
you're
So I just
fine.
want to, you know how computers are. They have a
Yes.
mind of their own sometimes. Yeah. It's saying that the payment that was due on March 4th is the one that we're having trouble with. So it was a Visa ending in 8721. And let's see what it's saying. Oh, it's saying that account was closed, so it could be that maybe the bank sent you guys a different card or
Yes,
something
so
like
we got
that.
a new card. Yeah, that's what it is. Also, while I can give you the new card information, but while I'm on the phone, can we like reset the email and password because we have a different email now.
Of course, of course. So, let me go in and change the email. One second here. I noticed the phone number is different too, right? Or do you
So
just
this
kind
is
of...
just So no, Eli's phone is his personal phone, so this is just the company's phone.
Okay. So let me pull it back up here. A second. Okay. So what email would you like to have on the account moving forward?
It's going to be EA Granite, GRANITE, and then AND and Marble, MARBLE at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's the new email. Let me update it and make sure that it sticks. Sometimes I'll update it and then when I go back, it doesn't stick. So I just go in. Okay, good. That's on file. So the new email moving forward is eagraniteandmarble@gmail.com. And then let me send a temporary password to that email. So when you get that temporary password, if you'd like to reset it to, something that you want, just a new one, you can. If
Okay.
not, you could also just use the temporary password as a default, but I'll
Okay.
just reset that. And then I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard. So now you'll have a fresh login with the new email and the new password. So let me just find that
Okay.
login. I'll put login credentials to, oh, there it is. Login credentials to your advanced reporting. Perfect. Okay. So that should all be in your inbox. And then I'll go back to the billing page. And is it still the 2016 Irvin Street for the billing?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me go grab it.
Of course.
How much is the how much is due?
It's for 229.
Okay. Is that for 2 months or 1 month?
1 month.
1 month, and that's for March.
It's actually showing I was wrong on the billing. This one. Yes. Hi, Eli. How are you?
My monthly payment is supposed to be 100. I think it's 130 something, not 250.
So the subscription that I can see is your payment is 229, but it includes $100 worth of Google Ads. But you're on a loyalty plan with us where you get every third month where that the regular subscription, the 129 portion, is free. So last month you just paid 100 because you just paid for the Google Ads. You didn't pay the whole 229. And then this month it's 229. Next month it's 229. And then again in April it would be just the 100.
That's not what I was told.
I can take the Google Ads off if you want, and you could do just the 129, and then every third month you get it free. You don't have to pay the $100 for the ads on your loyalty month because that covers that 129 portion. You know what I mean?
No. When I talked to the guy, I was going to cancel my account, and he said, no, we're just going to cut it down to 130. Everything stays the same. That's what you're going to be paying. He didn't mention no ads, no different. So now you guys trying to charge me the same original amount.
Oh, I don't know. Let me look in the notes here. When was that? Do you remember who you spoke with? Or let me see.
It's been a long time ago, maybe a year or so.
Oh, okay.
This local flash thing, and he said if mm-hmm. I cut it down to 130 and just keep it all the same and with the Google Ads and everything, and then I said, well, I can continue to do it that way. But now it's been back to the original charge.
Yeah, we don't have a plan for 130 with the Google Ads because when someone combines the program with Google Ads, we take that.
I don't remember if it was 130 or I don't remember the exact amount, but I know it was mm-hmm. it was not going to be the same amount.
So it looks to me like what I can see on your billing is that when you originally signed up with us, you were paying $249 monthly, and then at some point you called in and they reduced it to the $229 monthly, so you got the corporate rate. That's the corporate rate, the pricing. And then about a year ago is when they enabled that loyalty program where they started giving you every third month for free. But again, you still have to pay the Google Ads on that loyalty month. Cause we don't get that extra $100. We send that directly to Google to run the ads for you. You know what I mean? That's an extra component of the program that Google, you know, takes the money and then you pay per click. Every time somebody clicks on it, Google takes money out of the budget when we send them that $100 to run those ads for you each month. And then the 129 portion of the package includes your first page placement on the maps. And with that, it's the highest revenue generating section online. And with that section on Google, you're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't have to worry about rotating off or how many clicks you're getting or anything like that because that section is unlimited. And then that 129 portion also includes your website and the hosting of the site as well.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and just cancel this and not to worry about this anymore.
Okay. So we can't cancel an account with
Thank
a
you.
Past due balance, but Eli?